This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So what a day and what a week as well. Yesterday morning on the Friday edition, I went out on a limb and I said, well, just watch for Willis and Wade. Willis and Wade with a brand new show, probably on a particular cable network, and it'll just be called Off the Books with Willis and Wade reunited again. And they will... let you in on their secrets of how they do things and pay for things and stuff like that. And you know what? It's all off the books. That's just, you know what, I think the premise of the show could be. Yeah, it's okay. I got a million of them. All right, folks, welcome to the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're having fun already. I hope that you are with us for hour number one. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're listening. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we're live on Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. And if you're hearing parts of this program, different parts during the weekend, you're always welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And if you'd like to send us a direct message, and we always love receiving those, especially song requests. We got a great song request earlier today, and that, of course, was for Eastbound and Down. We heard that last hour, and we'll always play that when we get that request. I mean, I'd play that every night if I could. That was a live version, by the way, but Jerry Reed was such an accomplished musician, and what a great actor as well, you know, but his musicianship, I think, was just really, really top-notch. And to be able to play like that and pick, you know, as he was doing with the other guitarists, and they're kind of doing it at the same time, playing off one another, it's just absolutely sublime. I mean, it's just the way, just really, really is great. All right, so I'll digress all morning long on music if you let me. But once again, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. It has been a week, and it has certainly been a day on Friday. We had more testimony, not this time from, of course, Fannie Willis, but I believe from her father. But, of course, the big story we're following is this judgment against Donald Trump. And we were talking about that in hour number one. We'll continue, of course, in hour number two here. And Letitia James, you know, seems like, you know, she's the cat that ate the canary at this point. And, oh, boy, it's such a wonderful sense of accomplishment to have gotten this thing done. And Donald Trump banned for 3 years from running his business in New York. And his son's banned for 2 years. This, my friends, and of course the huge judgment against him, the huge fine, is so far out of whack and into the stratosphere. I think the fine should be zero at this point because, again, we don't see where there was any damage done or where something else happened. But to hear Letitia James talk about it, you know, there was the evil Trump family, the evil Trump people, and they just defrauded and they did all this stuff and whatnot and so forth. And I'll tell you one thing. If you had a prosecutor, my friends, who campaigned on the idea that they were going to sue Joe Biden, you know, into the stratosphere, you know, if somebody was going to sue Hillary Clinton, that's just it. You know, we're just going to sue, or we're going to sue Kamala Harris, right? Kamala Harris. We're going to sue her so bad that, you know, she'll have to step down, you know, whatever. And no matter what, just doesn't matter. Just pick your person on the Democrat side. And you had a prosecutor who ran on that, and then they got this kind of thing happening the way that we've seen it unfold in New York with Donald Trump. You know, of course, there would be huge calls for, you know, this is a witch hunt. This is all politically motivated. This is part and parcel of the new era of politics, where it's not just the politics of personal destruction, it's the politics of absolute scorched earth. It's the absolute politics of total destruction. And why do they want total destruction? Because they're looking for total power. They're looking for one particular, and I'm going to say authoritarian structure that, and maybe not in name, right? But certainly in practicality. Certainly in practicality. Donald Trump's biggest crime, it would appear, is that he ran for president and he won, and he's popular again. Right, in order to come back and presumably get the nomination and then have a very, very good chance of winning the White House. And he's gone through all those headwinds the first time around, and the American people now have, and this is what I think really frightens the left, my friends. This is what really frightens the left, that people now have a true reference point of what things are like, and what they were like, and what they could be like again. And so it's no longer some kind of theoretical thing. And I'll tell you this, once during the 2020 election, the Democrats had a particular advantage in being able to say, you know, we'll be the adults in the room, and we're going to conduct foreign policy the way it's supposed to be done, and we're going to get the economy on track, and we're going to save you from COVID, and we're going to do all this stuff, and all that in a campaign like that is pretty theoretical. Yes, of course, we know what the Democrats are about. We have lots of track record history of them. But what I'm saying is that in comparison to Trump, because people had this idea that it was all Donald Trump, it was total chaos, total nightmare, all this stuff. But in reality, there were so many things coming against Trump during his presidency that, had it been, for lack of a better term, like a typical presidency, you know, where you have ups and downs and you do have opposition and so forth. But overall, we've never seen anything like this, as we saw what came against Donald Trump on a daily basis. And the fact that he was able to accomplish what he did accomplish in spite of that, I think resonates with the American people overall. But I'm telling you, the American people now have that reference point, and they can see what now they really have lost in terms of prosperity, national security, a vision for what America is going to be like in terms of its own progress and security and so forth. So, yeah, they don't want that at all. And so this is why we're seeing this kind of prosecution take place. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back, I promise.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They are getting better, folks. Sometimes it looks like, you know, things are getting kind of bleak. But I will tell you, I'm going to echo this bumper song here. Timbuk 3, of course, is the name of the group. And, you know, the future's so bright, I got to wear shades. And that is my my thought. You know, and I really do think, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about, you know, the best days of our country, the United States of America, being always being ahead. And that has got to be true. That has got to be true. And right now, you know, we're seeing all these forces, you know, come into play. Not just in terms of what we're witnessing in the election and a lot of these, you know, the dirty tricks or the prosecutions and the, all this stuff. But we're seeing things happening around the world. And it is testing us again. And every generation, it seems like no one is immune to this throughout American history. There's always the test. There's always the choice to again, confront those things and to go through it. You know, a lot of times we can't sidestep it. You know, we got to go through it. And that's what I think America really excels at. Whether it's domestic issues, you've got to go through it, right? Whether it's foreign policy, attacks, or other kinds of national security-related things, we're going to go through it, and we're going to get through it, and we're going to be better on the other side of that. That's just my opinion. I'm waxing a little philosophical here this morning on this weekend edition, but I think that it's warranted. I think that it's right. I think that it's the kind of thing we always have to fall back on. We have to remember, you know, where we're coming from, where we've come from, what's happened in our history. And when we hear people talking about how they are going to, you know, protect us from someone who's trying to ruin our democracy, steal our democracy, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they are the keepers of the flame. They are the sole arbiters of who and what represents a threat to our democracy, and quote unquote. Well, then you kind of know, you know, maybe where to start looking. You know, but collectively, Republican or Democrat or independent, you know, we are going to move forward in this nation. This is, and the idea of common sense is going to have to prevail. And it will prevail at some point. But we just got to keep preaching it. I'm telling you, we got to keep this going. And we have to make sure that no matter what, that we're not going to lose hope, and we're not going to lose our resolve, and we're not going to lose our ability to continue to light up the rest of the world, basically, with freedom and our commitment to liberty. And there are those who really want to take that away from you, not just some existential threat, but there are those who want to create such a onerous system that would, again, deny you the ability to vote for you, who you want to vote for, deny that, you know, the Constitution reigns supreme, any of these kinds of things. This is a big deal. And we're here to make sure that that they do not prevail. All right, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. A little long intro there. If you're just joining us, Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we'd love to hear from you anytime that you're hearing this during the weekend. And we've been talking about this Trump judgment. We've been talking about Fannie Willis. And there's so many other things, of course, obviously, that's happening. And in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon, by the way, a little before the top of the hour. We'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She'll be with us, of course, for the majority of the hour following this hour, hour number three. And a couple of different things we're going to be asking her about, of course, is this killing that occurred of a jailed Russian opposition figure, Alexei Navalny. And a lot of people, of course, are pointing the finger at you-know-who, at Vladimir Putin on this, obviously. So we're going to be asking her about that. We're also going to be asking her about, of course, this judgment that happened in New York, as well as a host of other things happening. And so you don't want to miss that. Denise Simon will be with us here in just a little bit. But again, Letitia James was out there, and she was, almost like this triumphant conqueror of some sort. And she really wanted to paint that picture of being the conqueror, but also of somehow, nobody's above the law. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess, we hear that a lot, too. But when conservatives talk about it, they actually mean that. I think when liberals, or the left, I should say, maybe that's a better way of describing it, when the left says it, what they mean is, we got to get Donald Trump. that's what they mean. But let's listen in here to Donald Trump, who had a reaction from Mar-a-Lago, which is worth a heck of a lot more. I'm going to say it again, a heck of a lot more money than $18 million that this judge thought it was, you know, going to be valued, that he wanted to value it at. Obviously, many multiples of $18 million is where Mar-a-Lago might, you know, kind of come in on the value, the value section of the real estate website you might look it up on if it was for sale. And this is just another part of the ridiculous stuff that we're witnessing. Let's listen in to Donald Trump speaking for Mar-a-Lago.
State judge just ruled that I have to pay a fine of $355 million for having built the perfect company. Great cash, great buildings, great everything. It affects New York. It's mostly talking about New York, where we have a totally corrupt attorney general. She campaigned on the fact that I will get Trump, I will get Trump. Everybody's seen it, Letitia James. They've all seen it. Well, we'll be appealing, but more important than that, this is Russia, this is China, this is the same game. All comes out of the DOJ, it all comes out of Biden. It's a witch hunt against his political opponent, the likes of which our country has never seen before. You see it in third world countries, banana republics, but you don't see it here. So I just want to say this. You build a great company. There was no fraud. The banks all got their money, 100%. They love Trump. They testified that Trump is great, great customer, one of our best customers. They testified beautifully. And the judge knows that. He's just a corrupt person. And we knew that from the beginning. We knew it right from the beginning because he wouldn't give it to the commercial division. This judge thought Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million and it's worth anywhere from 50 to 100 times that amount. So we realized that. He ruled against me before he even got the case. He ruled against me. He said I was guilty. He didn't know what I was guilty of before he even got the case. And Letitia James, that's another case altogether. She's a horribly corrupt attorney general, and it's all having to do with election interference. There were no victims because the banks made a lot of money. They made $100 million. And by the way, I paid approximately $300 million in taxes as the migrants come in and they take over New York. I paid over this period of years over $300 million in taxes. And they want me out. Oh, let's see if we can get them out. These are radical left Democrats. They're lunatics. And it's election interfering. So I just want to thank you for being here. We'll appeal. We'll be successful, I think, because, frankly, if we're not successful, New York State is gone. People are moving out of New York State. And because of this, they're going to move out at a much faster rate.
So there's former President Trump speaking from Mar-a-Lago. And again, just to wrap up here in this segment, we'll go to the bottom of the hour here in just a few moments. We'll come back, of course, with much more. No matter what people may think of Donald Trump or his personality, I really do think that people will see when it is a political agenda, where there's a witch hunt going on. And you know, perhaps if we didn't have the special counsel report about Joe Biden, it wouldn't be amplified so much about this one-sided going after Trump, because we're actually seeing in that report, well, you know, we shouldn't go, can't really go after this guy because he'd be a kindly old man to the jury, basically. But actually doesn't, was he a kindly old man with a poor memory back when all that stuff happened? That's a really good question. But nevertheless, this plays heavily into what we're going to see going on in this election season, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back after the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial in New York City involving former President Trump. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million. It also imposes a 3-year ban on his business activities within New York State. A former FBI informant faces charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirmed the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans, who have used Alexander Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Weekend edition, and we are racing through it. I can't tell you. I mean, again, this is really just flying by. It does that throughout the week as well. Can't explain it, just accept it. But, you know, I'm glad that it does. It means we're having fun, means we're making progress, and it means that we're covering ground, of course, across your radio dial, all across America, and in the wee hours of the morning. And we truly are building a great community of listeners and callers and people who are just really, really being a great part of the program, and we sure appreciate it. As a matter of fact, we got a direct message there during the break just earlier from Driver Ron, and he's listening, of course, in the Denver area, and he's saying, "Happy Saturday, Kyle. Just headed off to work, and surprise, a third weekend in a row of early Saturday a.m. snow." Wow. He says, "Glad my route is a short one today because of the snow-packed icy roads." Okay, wow. So be safe all you local area drivers out there. Well, absolutely. And he says, "Thanks, Kyle. We'll have some suggestions for a Country Music Monday." Well, I sure appreciate those, Ron, so much, so very, very much. I'll look forward to them. And yes, first and foremost, the mission is to be safe out there. And I can't imagine. I'm not even familiar, I hate to say, with with driving on such in icy conditions and so forth, you know, a few times and, you know, gone to the mountains or, you know, gone over, we like to go over to Las Vegas area. There's a great area called Mount Charleston up there. We've gotten, caught in the snow there a few times. And so, you know, I have some little tiny bit of experience with that. But I can't imagine as a regular basis or in some really serious winter weather. So be safe out there, Driver Ron, and all of our driver friends, everybody listening, we really, really want you to get there in one piece. So do stay safe, and we sure appreciate the message. Well, I'll tell you this, too. Some people don't appreciate is the constant rise in crime that's happening. The constant rise in crime. This from the New York Post. Oakland restaurant owner says city needs more cops. Crime problem is, quote, worst I've ever seen. It's scary. Stories about the high-profile companies in Oakland closing shop or hiring extra security have made grim headlines in recent months. But it's not just corporations that are feeling the crunch of increased crime in the Bay Area. One local Oakland restaurant owner bluntly told Fox News Digital that the city where she spent nearly all of her 45 years is, quote, the worst I've ever seen it. Target closed down its Oakland location last year after police responded to more than 100 smash-and-grab thefts and similar incidents in 2023. In-N-Out recently announced its Soul Oakland burger joint was closing. The first time in the company's history it had to make such a decision due to rampant burglaries, property damage, and armed robberies in the area. Denny's also closed down last month because of the crime epidemic. Then there's Blue Shield, Clorox, Kaiser Permanente, the largest employer in Oakland, who have issued warnings to employees, hired security guards, or taken other actions in response to a crime surge in the city. Wayanti Ahmed, who runs Wise Choice Restaurant in the city's Jack London district near the waterfront, says the developments show Oakland won't begin to thrive until it makes serious changes. The neighborhood has been beset by rising crime, forcing local hubs to close or raise prices in response. It's scary for business owners, she told Fox News Digital. It's scary for even a citizen just walking down the street. It's not comfortable. You're always on guard. And it's absolutely affected businesses, my business, tremendously, she says. She described one particular terrifying incident in December when a shooting occurred near the restaurant while she had customers inside. She has 7 employees and says she no longer allows them to use public transportation if they don't have their own vehicle. There's just not enough police presence in Oakland, she said. So you could go on and on from there. This kind of thing to be happening in an American city, any American city, anywhere, is completely unacceptable. And we've seen this continue on in San Francisco itself. Just become this major catastrophe that has been happening. So, you know, how do you fix it? You got to get law and order back going. You have to have plenty of funding for the police. You have to be able to allow the police to do their jobs. And otherwise, you know, once the businesses close down and they leave, that is the hardest thing in the world to ever get them to come back. And I think you could try incentives, you could try all kinds of great things, but honestly, once that really starts happening and things get dilapidated and it's just a crime-ridden area, that is going to be like that perhaps forever. Okay, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon and Bob giving us a call back this morning. Good morning again, Backgammon and Bob.
Yes, that's the instant thing we've been talking about.
Okay.
Did the judge ever hear of something is worth what somebody is willing to pay? In other words, whatever happened to real estate comparables?
Right. Oh, yeah, well, that's exactly right. And that's how you start to determine. That's how you determine how much your house might be worth, how much your building might be worth, how much market rent you might pay at a retail center. It all has to do with what's happening around you, and you're right. What is somebody willing to pay?
All that was in the contract. The contract basically said the banks should get their comparables, and the person should get theirs. That was all in that contract.
That's how it works. That's why it's hard to make us believe that, you know, a large lending institution could be somehow hoodwinked by, you know, here's some papers from the Trump Organization, and they say this, that, and the other thing, and they won't question that. Well, of course they'll question everything. That's their job.
Well, it's obvious a prosecution case in that is all nothing but smoke and mirrors. Anyway, another thing I want to say is that when Democratic elites are accused of crime, it's if their heart was in the right place, it was okay.
Right. Yeah. Well,
that's
right.
Biden did. Well, he's a senile old man. Other ones, Hunter Biden, you know, he got excused. There are about other ones too.
Yeah, well, and, he had a drug problem. That was his problem. So, he was trying to recover from drugs. So we really have to applaud him for that, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Phil, forget his taxes. He cheated on his taxes. No problem. His heart was in the right place. And one thing I want to make a comment on the black community in general is that they're not getting any training. They're not getting any education, and they have no responsibility. Used to be when I was young, you had to worry about the draft when you got out of high school. And maybe we need something like that now, to where there's, if not a military draft, they can be drafted into a Service Corps education or something like that. In other words, they're required to get some training.
Well, that's interesting. I think a lot of this has to do with upbringing and personal responsibility. And unfortunately, I think in different communities, different racial or ethnic communities, sometimes that there's a messaging that, you know, it's all being done to you and you have no future and this kind of thing. Whereas the American dream actually says the exact opposite. But absolutely.
Well, yeah. If they don't have responsibility at home, then maybe we have to exact a what I would call a community responsibility. They have a responsibility to the community. In other words, they have to show that they are going to be of worth or be trained to be of worth. And that doesn't go for blacks only, by the way. That can also go for white people, too. That's why I'm thinking that there should be some sort of required service, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like Israel does. They have required service of everybody.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they have the required military service for each Israeli citizen, right, before, you know, as they get to a certain age, this kind of thing. But, you never know, but certainly what I think conservatives want to be able to do is be able to create the great opportunities and make sure that people have the ability to excel and they have access to do that kind of thing. But you do have a large group of people in the Democrat Party elite that love to keep certain groups in a pigeonhole and keep telling them that everything's being done to them and they don't have a future. And we're here to say that that's a whole different story, because people should have a future. But we're going to head out to the break here, Backgammon Bob, real quick. Yeah.
Oh, do me a favor, to Denise, mention some of the points that I brought up. I just don't want to have to run the gauntlet of the lightning round.
Okay, I'll try my best. All right, well, Backgammon Bob, thanks for calling. We're going to talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks. Take care. All right, folks, we are coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got another great song coming up. So do stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So two-thirds of workers are saying that incomes have not kept up with inflation. I don't doubt it, folks. I don't doubt it at all. Have you gone to the grocery store lately? Have you gone out to eat lately? Have you tried to buy other goods and services lately? Well, I can imagine that your income hasn't suddenly just kept pace with all that. I'm pretty sure that would be the case if we went person by person through this audience. That's from Rasmussen, by the way. Two-thirds of workers say incomes haven't kept up with inflation. So that's gonna bear into the election year as well. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we've reached a part of the program where we got our second song of the morning here on this weekend edition. I think we got a good one lined up here. We heard this in recent times, but I think it's so good we can hear it again, actually. And we should hear it again because we got a lot of great responses when we did have this song on. So this is Heart. This goes back, I believe, into the late 1970s, I believe, and it's a great song by Anna Nancy Wilson, Heart, and it's called Even It Up.
Even it up.
Yes, I called it a record. Well, that's what we called them back in the day, right? It's a great record either way. And folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And that's Heart. That's Even It Up. It's got a great brass section on there too, saxophones, and absolutely a cool arrangement. Great rock vocal. Great song. Other than that, what do I think of it? Other than that. All right, so once again, folks, we're having a lot of fun on the program this morning, and we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments, but we also have the phone line lighting up here real quick. Let's head over to the phone lines and see. I think we got a first-time caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, come on, Kyle. It's Eric, man.
Oh, it's Eric. Okay. All right. Didn't see you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, talking about Ann and what's her name, Nancy Hart.
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah, sorry about that. Check out a channel on YouTube from Sunset Sound Studios out there in Southern California. They have a great coverage of when they were doing, 24 tracks, 48 tracks, analog recording on all the bands and groups. It's really interesting to check out. I know you're like a music aficionado, so it's actually really kind of cool to listen. Hey, real quick, you were just talking about prices and inflation. I've got a quick story to relay. Since all this inflation has been going on, we like to shop what we call the cheap meat aisle, stuff that's reduced for quick sale, and we'll pick it up, bring it home. Either it goes right in the freezer, or we cook it that night, or just cook it for, snacks or whatever in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up, I think it was a 4.5, 5-pound prime rib. It was reduced for quick sale at $32 from $63.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and then the same similar cut of meat the following week before it was, in the regular fresh aisle, so to speak, was, the regular fresh aisle was $84. And that's just in a matter of like 14, 16 days that price had gone up. Now, we're talking with Bob, and you've been talking all evening regarding Letitia James and the mm-hmm. Trump settlement and everything. I think this is my opinion. I think people should realize we're undergoing the end stage of a revolution because they're gaining control of the judiciary right now. And you're a history guy, and that's what usually one of the either first or final stages of or it's not first stages the final stages of a revolution is when the judiciary in a particular whatever overtaken country is now is solidified for the opposition, not the opposition, the dominant.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Revolutionaries.
Oh yeah.
So now the judge, if people listen to what the judge said, he made mention to Donald Trump's wealth. He didn't make mention to the contracts. He didn't make mention to the overvaluing of property. He said Donald Trump is lying about his wealth. That's communism.
Right.
That is totalitarianism right off the bat. That's, I don't know who wrote about it or whatever, but that is, they are coming after wealth. It's the oppressor versus the oppressed and all that sort of stuff as far as even
exactly.
The economics behind that. But anyway, I just want to say, put that out there. We are undergoing a revolution, and if these are the judges, for the most part, mm-hmm. depending on what level they are, they may be unelected, but if they're in that appointed position, that's where it gets kind of sketchy because the unelected bureaucrats that need to be weeded out of this system so that we all can get back to business as, business as usual, but get back to a normal constitutional basis of blind justice. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, Kyle. Good show, and have a good day.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you very much. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. Well, that's Eric calling in. We appreciate him very much. And of course, we've also got Denise Simon who's waiting patiently as well. Thanks for waiting there for a moment, Denise. We had the phone lines lighten up, but good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to hear Eric out there.
Yeah, isn't it great? Yeah, it's great to hear from Eric. And what mm-hmm. do you think about what he was saying? Yeah, taking over the judiciary, is really, a big step in being able to have it your way kind of a thing if you're the dominant force.
I think I was reading something about 10 or 15 minutes ago, and it reminded me about judges. Because I think one of the judges in New York with these illegal immigrants gave him a $1 bail. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I remember during the Obama administration writing an article. It's not necessarily about the police. It's about the judges, and therein lies the problem.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and that was a great call, and I appreciate what Eric is talking about. But, you know,
from a perspective standpoint, what they charged Trump with yesterday, $354 million.
Yep.
Norfolk Southern was fined $350 million for East Palestine.
Aha. So.
And there were victims. There was physical damage. And continue. And in the New York case, there's for Trump, there's none. Zero.
Well, of course. But he's called Donald Trump. That's his biggest crime, evidently. I'll tell you what. Denise, stay right there. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we got much, much more to talk about with Denise. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're climbing up to the top of the hour, as I said. Hour number two now, officially in the books. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.